feel like we need a drum roll or something like that to really get this going, but we have the next best thing or even the better thing, which is not one, not two, but three guitarists. The Lopez Family Guitar Trio is comprised of Mariel, Cadmiel, and Melina Lopez. Their age ranges from 9 to 13, these three brilliant young guitarists who study with Paul Grove. And they have an entire suite of lovely pieces for us, several Renaissance pieces that will then lead into a piece by Bach and then a piece by Henry Purcell. So here they are, the Lopez Family Guitar Trio.
Thank you.
They call themselves simply Strings. That was the family guitar trio, the Lopez family. Thank you so much. They call themselves simply Strings. And so we're on our way to a singer and a pianist right now. So so Samantha, Lillian, you can go wait. You're not quite yet. And so we have performers from Music Fest Northwest. We're on our way. We just heard, got started off beautifully with that guitar group. They were doing a bunch of Renaissance pieces followed by a little Bach and then a little bit of Purcell. Now we go to the singer, Samantha Schneider. She's a student of Don Bolsky, joined by Mary Trotter, and everybody's favorite tune. She's going to be beseeching us to have her way. Let's get this famous aria, O Mio Babbino Caro, from Gianni Schicchi.
Oh,
Any daddy's heart would melt at that. O mio bambino caro from Gianni Schicchi by Puccini. That was Samantha Schneider, a singer who studies with Don Volsky. She was joined by the pianist Mary Trotter. And thank you. Thank you, Mary. So you're kind of at what stage of your life of singers? Because singers just do interesting developments in all kinds of interesting ways. Are you in school right now?
I do. I am not. I have a BA in vocal performance from Washington State University. And currently, I am studying with Don Wolski, just trying to develop a little bit more of my sound.
Great.
And as I'm 24, so.
And it sounds like you're doing just fine at that.
Thanks.
And then, so then what are your next steps? Certainly just to study, and you did this festival, and you're singing here, you're doing auditions and things?
Talking to Don about it, trying to figure out what next steps I can take. I do have a full-time job at the moment, so trying to perform on the side when time allows are my steps at this point, trying to get my voice out there and show people what I have.
Yeah, that's a really kind of tricky juggle of
yes, it is.
working full-time and having the energy to do everything you're doing. Beyond Puccini, what are some of the pieces and the composers and things you're working on?
Sure. Well, throughout Music Fest, I performed some Schumann, as well as some Gounod. I did a little bit of Faust. And I've also done Mozart, some more Puccini. I did perform as Rosalinda in Die Fledermaus in college, so I was able to do some Johann Strauss, and that was fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
The singer Samantha Schneider. Thank you a lot, Samantha.
Thank you.
And now we move to pianists, which is the core and the origin of Music Fest Northwest, back when it was called Greater Spokane Music and Allied Arts Festival, and many other names that it's had over the years. And so we have a couple of pianists in a row. This is Lillian Siren, who is at the piano. She's a 12-year-old pianist, a seventh grader at St. Dominic's School in Post Falls, studies with Mina Sonakawa, and has for us the first movement of the Clementi Sonatina, Opus 36. Pianist Lillian Siren playing the Clementi Sonatina. Let's move from one pianist to another here. We have a lot of pianists to hear. Lillian, whom we just heard, a student of Mina Sonakawa. And now we go to John Malsom. He's a 10-year-old pianist, and he studies with Sister Kay Heberling, which is probably at Holy Names Music Center, I'm guessing. And he is a student at St. Thomas More Catholic School in Spokane. And John has for us the Bach Minuet in G. Mm-hmm. John Malsom, come here, John. Come over here to just for a moment. John Malsom, who was playing that Bach minuet, you did some pretty fancy ornaments there. Were those all your idea or your teacher's idea?
Both.
Both?
Both, yeah.
But some of them were your idea, weren't they?
Some of them were mine, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks. That was really great. We appreciate that. John Malsom. And I can attest to the, I figured he figured out some of those ornaments because he was in here earlier looking over our jazz library and quizzing me about it. And so that was showed a lot of breadth in that young man, 10-year-old pianist. Go ahead and tune. We will be playing the whole piece, if you like. Then so we have a horn player on the way. We'll ask him to tune, and then we'll go on with, we'll continue with these musicians from Music Fest Northwest. Noah Reason's a 16-year-old horn player from the Coeur d'Alene Charter Academy. He studies with Christian Johom of the Spokane Symphony. He's joined by Colleen Hunter. And a really terrific piece he has for us is the concert piece, or Morceau de Concert, by Camille Saint-Saëns. The entire piece we'll hear from the horn player, Noah Reason. Thank you. We've been listening to the horn player Noah Raisin, 16-year-old horn player from Coeur d'Alene. So goes to Coeur d'Alene Charter Academy and studies with Kristen Yoham. So come on over here, Noah, for just a moment while we kind of get a violinist in place in a little bit. Terrific horn playing. Are you able to play in an orchestra anywhere?
I've played with the Coeur d'Alene Youth Orchestra all through this year, and I'm going to audition for the Spokane Youth Orchestra in June.
Excellent. Okay, that'll be really great, because that was a terrific playing, a very hard piece just to be ready to do that big ending. But you just have a great time playing the horn, don't you?
I really love it.
And then you do a few other things in addition, too, musically?
Yes, yeah.
Well, for instance?
So I wouldn't say I play guitar and drums, but I sort of play around with them. So just more for fun. This is horn's more serious.
Good deal. Well, thanks a lot. Noah Raisin, who is playing for us. Okay, in a little bit, we'll get to a violinist. To do.